The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord. I do a few weddings in my line of work, and it's a joy to share this time of celebration with brides and grooms and to help them make Jesus an important part of their love together. As I look at my upcoming year at the moment, I see 5 weddings on the schedule, and that will likely go up after the beautiful holiday season and people visit the family. And they either announce that they got engaged or they surprise each other with an engagement. So we'll see what January brings, right? But with that experience, the experience of weddings, comes something that was never a part of my correspondence experience until about 15 or 20 years ago. It's the save the date card, right? You've all gotten one of these for various occasions, right? It's a lovely postcard on sturdy stock paper with a cute photo of the happy couple, right? Usually even in an autumn forest or by a lake or somewhere in the mountains. You know, it's some beautiful scene. Everybody's well-groomed, right? And staring enraptured into each other's eyes, right? It is an alert to me that there is a wedding coming, right? It says, save the date. And that I better make room for it on my calendar, as if I hadn't already, right? The save the date card is not the invitation, right? If you get a save the date card, that doesn't mean you're welcome at the reception yet. That will come later with the embossed ivory paper, a little tissue for some reason. I don't know why that's there. And a self-addressed stamped envelope to reply. No, this first card is your warning that the event is coming. If you want to go, you will make plans. You'll mark that date on your calendar. If you do not want to go, you will make sure to make other plans that day. Right? Well, Jesus provides such an experience today, as we begin the holy season of Advent. However, his save the date notice is not very helpful for scheduling purposes. Right? What does he say? You do not know when the time will come. And he says, may he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. Well, come on, Jesus. How am I supposed to plan based on that kind of information? I have other things to do, you know. Well, what is occupying your calendars right now? I'm sure if I ask that question, all these things pop into your mind, right? What is on your lists? We all have those lists, right? Especially at this time of year. We have places to go and people to see and things to get done. We do not need the added stress of worrying about Jesus popping up and entering our lives completely and finally, do we? Let's just let him, you know, stay over there, and we will get around to him after we've done our stuff. Isn't that an attitude we often have? So what do I do with this sort of save the date watch? I will admit, sometimes I will set such a save the date card on my desk, and then it gets shuffled in with the other papers that come through my office, and I will lose it and or forget about the event that I am invited to participate in. And it's embarrassing to forget such things, isn't it? It creates no small amount of stress for me. Therefore, it is a good practice to take that announcement, check my calendar, and make a mark of it right away. Right away. Then nothing can come along and interfere unless it's much more important, right? The Lord is calling us to similar behavior. However, this is not just some party or some hoity-toity event. This is the event. This is the arrival of the Son of God, the fulfillment of our entire existence, our purpose for existing. Is that existence right now focused and centered on Christ? Or do we have other things that occupy first place in our catalog of worries? Does a call to faithful watching come as an interruption or an annoyance in the midst of the otherworldly things that we occupy ourselves with? Advent is a time to refocus ourselves on that invitation from Jesus to watch and anticipate his presence in our lives. It is meant to bring us back into an awareness of God's goodness to us and to imitate that goodness toward others. This holy season is an invitation to save the date for Jesus, so that we are set on welcoming him whenever and wherever he comes to us. Be it in the needs of our brothers and sisters, or in the encounters with him in the sacraments, and finally in the glorious arrival of the Lord of life. Save the date, friends. The invitations are printed, and in fact, we have already received them. It is no longer a matter of where or when. When it comes to Jesus, the time is always now.